Hello, and welcome to Message in the Middle with Marianne. We all know that life is hard, right? It's messy, it's unpredictable, but it can be wonderful all at the same time. My hope is that we can take a deep dive into self-development topics and explore life's lessons through book clubs, conversations, and interviews. And together, we can uncover the lessons that others have already learned to help us navigate this crazy, wonderful ride called life. Hello and welcome to Message in the Middle. I'm your host, Marianne, and before we jump right into today's solo episode, I just want to take a minute to welcome the new listeners that have begun to follow the show. We have new listeners from the UK, from Australia, California, Missouri, Massachusetts, Ohio, and I just want to say, hey, I see you out there. I appreciate you listening. I know that time is a commodity that most of us don't have enough of, and I really appreciate you being here. And I encourage you to reach out with feedback, good or bad. Let me know if there's something that resonates with you or if you have a topic of interest. And please, 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 if there's anyone you know that might enjoy the show, share it. It's the number one best way for a show to grow, and it would mean the world to me if you think it's good enough to share with a friend. I also want to encourage you that if you're not already in the Message in the Middle Facebook community, grab the link down in the show notes and come on over and join us. It's such a supportive community, very uplifting. Topics are thrown out daily. We have monthly community get-togethers, which are free, and everybody's welcome to drop in on if you want to. There's nothing formal about it. It's very informal, just a place to connect, throw out ideas, bounce ideas off each other, share goals, trials, tribulations. Again, just a safe place to form some community and connect with other people who have some of the same things on their minds. So give it a try. Connect with us in that community, and I hope to see you there. Okay, so let's jump in. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's been weighing on my heart for about a month or so, and I just keep getting signs that I need to put it out there and just talk on this. And I don't think it'll be a long episode, but it's one that feels important enough that I remind you of the topic. And what I want to talk to you about is the special bond that some of us were lucky enough to have when we were growing up with our cousins. For most of us, even though we love all of our cousins, there often was one or two cousins that really stood out, who we spent more time with, who we clicked with the most, who we've shared some of our most significant memories with. For me, there were two. One who I was close to from a very early age through high school, and another who I got really close to, but mostly during the high school years. And that became a treasured best friend as well at that time. The one that really prompted me to talk about this subject, though, is the one I really had the special bond with from a very early age. I can remember spending weekend after weekend at my grandmother's summer beach house from the time we were elementary school kids, young kids, maybe 6 or 7 is probably my first memory, right up through our early teens. We were thick as thieves. I mean, inseparable whenever we would get together or the family would come together. And even though there were siblings and other cousins often around at these big family events that we would see each other at, somehow we always managed to find a way to kind of sneak off and just have our own special time together. We'd play in the backyard for hours and hours, and there were sack races and kite flying and swimming at the beach, freeze tag. We'd do things just as silly as, I don't know, gathering pine cones. And we could do that for hours. We'd have a blast when our grandparents would take us to the amusement park together. And then we'd crash at night in one of the rooms with bunk beds and just whisper stories all night of friends back home and eventually tell tales of our first crushes and first kisses. Those memories are some of my strongest childhood memories, even to this day, 40 some odd years later. I can remember things like walking around the neighborhood, and I can clearly see it and feel it like I was there right now, even, 40 years later or more than 40 years later. And I can see the houses and there was this one particular house in the corner, like probably, I don't know, three blocks away. And we were convinced it was a haunted house. It was an older looking house and it had tons of windows and multiple stories. It wasn't like the rest of the little beach houses in the area. And we were convinced that that house was haunted. And we'd walk by it and we'd peek in the windows and we were convinced we could hear ghosts talking or looking out at us. And then we'd run away scaring ourselves. And it just, I can remember clear as day. I can also remember clear as day a memory of walking around on those same streets in our hula skirts and coconut bras. We were probably, I don't know, maybe 9 years old. And our grandparents had gone to Hawaii and brought these back for us. And we just thought we were the cat's meow walking those streets. We couldn't have been cooler. And listen, this was in a very rural setting, very safe. And you guys know, we kind of all grew up around the same time back in the day. You could walk the neighborhood. So yeah, we walked a couple streets over and we were by ourselves. And we just thought we were so special walking around in those grass skirts with our bathing suits underneath. It's just hysterical. I think I'm going to try to dig up a picture and post it in the Facebook page when this episode goes live so you guys can check out what that memory actually looks like. Those examples are just a couple, but the truth is I have many examples like that are still so vividly clear to me. And looking back, while we both had our own challenges and family dynamics within our immediate families, that part of our childhood, it was pretty darn special, and I believe it had a profound impact on the way that I saw life back then. And for those of you lucky enough to be tracking to what I'm saying and kind of can relate to it, who either experienced this type of thing firsthand or maybe saw it play out with your own children, I'm sure you'd agree that that relationship between cousins who are also best friends, it's different than any other. Cousins like that share a deep lifelong connection that's built on a foundation of family love and trust, and the bond's unique because it's a blend of shared experiences, unconditional love, and support. And unlike friendships formed with non-relatives, cousin best friends often have the added dimension of shared family history and traditions, and that makes it even more special. And if you're like me and you had a cousin who was also a best friend, you may have navigated childhood together. And if so, you likely have those same similar deep memories filled with laughter and mischief and shared experiences. And whether that was shared summer vacations or quality time at family gatherings, those experiences most definitely helped shape the bond between cousins, create lasting memories that still feel so close like they just happened, and they also helped shape who we would become as we were growing up. And if you were really lucky, those trusted best friend cousins became your trusted confidants who provide support and understanding during times of joy and adversity. It's really a bond like no other and just creates the sense of trust and belonging that honestly, it's sometimes hard to replicate. But unfortunately, sometimes life gets in the way as we get older. We get busy and some of us go to college or we get jobs or we're building families and some of us might move away. Grandparents and even parents who once were the common meeting point, maybe they no longer are with us. And so there's less and less extended family events, less and less time where we're kind of pulled together. And so eventually spending time together often becomes a rarity. I don't think that story is unique. I think many of us who grew up in the same generation have a very similar story of childhood cousin who was also one of your best friends. And maybe you don't get to spend much time with that person anymore. I know that was the case for me. The thing is, now that life is in a place where you're starting to make time for yourself and spend more time with people and activities that bring you joy, I wanted to come on here and remind you how important that cousin was to you in your early years and how critical they were in your upbringing, how much fun you had together, and how those memories still feel so, so close to you. And if you can relate to this and you had a similar type experience, I just want to urge you, if you've lost that connection, reach out via text, social media, or a phone call if you don't live close to one another. catch up on each other's lives, and if you live close by, plan a lunch or coffee date or explore a new activity together. As someone who just reconnected with my cousin best friend and who's now meeting her for lunch every other month, I cannot tell you how much fun this can be. And it's so easy to slide right back into that connection you once had. I hear from so many people that struggle with building or keeping adult friendships going, especially if you have children, because we as parents often become friends with our children's friends' parents, and we spend a lot of years doing things together as the children are growing up. But once those children are grown, we typically don't have anything in common with those parents, and oftentimes those relationships will fall to the side, and it can cause us to feel this hole with friendships. And I just want to remind you that if you're lucky enough to have a cousin best friend or grew up with a cousin best friend, don't overlook the potential of putting time and effort into that relationship now as an adult. It's really a perfect time now in this middle age segment of our life, when we're rethinking our priorities and shifting things. We're trying to kind of lean back into things that fill us up and that give us joy. And those friendships are still viable and they're worth the effort of nurturing. You might be surprised at how good it feels to get back together, to relive those feel-good memories, and honestly, to start building new ones. Take a chance, pick up the phone, reach out. I promise you, if you are lucky enough to have one of these relationships, it's going to be worth reconnecting. And listen, if you weren't lucky enough to have that type of relationship when you were growing up, but you are lucky enough to be parents or grandparents, and your children have first cousins, or you have multiple grandchildren, foster and encourage this relationship, because it's going to mean the world to them when they're growing up, but it also can become a lifelong friendship that really is a bond that can't be broken. Well, I'm not sure if this episode is going to resonate with you or not, but I hope it did. And I really hope that many of you have had the same experiences that I did, and that you'll take that first step to rekindle or reconnect that relationship. I know for me, it's been really special to rekindle that relationship. You know, we just slid right back into that same type of bond and closeness, and we're able to share many things that we haven't shared because now we're catching up in our adult lives and experience things differently through adult, very experienced adult lenses. And we also have common family situations and things that we can talk about that we have shared history with. So it's even that more special. Thanks for listening, guys. Please don't forget to reach out and share the episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of Message in the Middle with Marianne. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a minute to share it and write a review, as it helps bring new listeners to our audience. If you'd like to keep the conversation going between episodes, please join us at Facebook group Message in the Middle with Marianne.